Many times, in an attempt to shelter our children or prevent them from some of the hardships we experience as children, our children may become spoiled and have an entitlement mentality. In this episode, we'll discuss ways to encourage children to become more thankful, not just in the big things, but in the everyday.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. This is Vintage Homeschool Moms, episode 230, Teaching Kids to be Thankful Every Day. And today I want to thank our sponsors. We even thank them here on the network. See, our network sponsor this month is Sony Pictures, and Sony Animation, along with the firm's films, brings the Christmas story to life through the eyes of the animals. You can check out the Star movie. There are links for this podcast on Vintage Homeschool Moms, where you will see the show notes for this episode, Teaching Kids to be Thankful Every Day. We are thankful to Sony Pictures and Affirm Films for being our sponsor, for allowing you, the listener, to enjoy the benefits of free programming. Be sure to visit the movie trailer to see if this is a good fit for your family. The Christmas story definitely brings home the reason for the season and the importance of teaching our children to be grateful for all that God has done for us, especially sending His Son, right? And our kids are sponges, aren't they? They absorb the good and the bad. And we want to teach our children that it is better to give than receive and to be thankful in all things. But let's face it, it does not come naturally. So how do we expect our kids to be grateful and to have gratitude if we don't model it? You know, teaching an attitude of gratitude begins when they are very small. And you can learn through doing, you know, having them work alongside you and, you know, modeling being thankful. And, you know, we practice in everything, in our math facts, we practice our manners. So why not practice being grateful and thankful each day? And, you know, I do that with my kids. I'm sure you do it with yours, and you thank them for the big and the little things. You know, just getting into a habit of saying, you know, thank you, Mom, for making this dinner. And I would say, thank you for setting the table. And I appreciate the time you spent on, you know, whatever that is. So saying I'm thankful and I'm thanking you is very important. You know, friends, manners begin at home, and being thankful is a taught skill. No one can expect, you know, someone to be so profusely thankful. Sometimes that becomes annoying, doesn't it? Or do you have a friend who always says, I'm sorry, even if it's not their fault? And so, you know, people who are apologizing all the time or people who are profusely being grateful. So you kind of want a balance, right? You want a balance for something in between there. And sometimes I've noticed in the homeschool culture that trying to make a point breeds extremes. You know, there are families that I know that have just stopped giving gifts at birthdays or Christmas because they feel like opening gifts becomes a feeding frenzy, or opening gifts leaves a feeling of letdown to the kids who are unappreciative. And I have mixed emotions about this. And, you know, since this is my podcast, I can share with you my take, you know, my idea on this. And teaching gratitude doesn't have to be an extreme and all or nothing. And my love language is giving, and it gives me a sense of doing something for the glory of God. Also, how are we to proceed moving forward in God's will by, you know, really any of the extremes, you know, over-gifting, just giving our kids too much stuff, or, you know, just saying, well, we're just not going to do gifts anymore. You know, there's people who don't put up a Christmas tree because of the pagan roots of of, you know, of the tree, or the they think the gift giving takes our eyes away from the Lord. And it can be selfish. I'm not saying that it's not, or it can be extreme. But having the kids making gifts for others, if you want to, you know, teach your children to be giving or to be thankful, you know, putting a budget together on gift giving or making giving coincide with giving to the poor are all things that go much further in fostering goodwill with your children and those around us. One of the things I found when I noticed my little ones weren't as grateful was we had to talk to them before opening any gifts and saying, whether or not you like something, it doesn't matter. You will go up to that person and thank them. And we have done that. You know, our children are only with us for a short time, and I've been blessed with two families within one family. I've only been married once, and I am still with my husband. But, you know, what I mean is we've been married since 1979 and had two children, one in 1980 and one in 82. And then we had a gap of about 14 years until our next family came into being in 1995, 98, and 2000. And I had the blessing of raising children when I was very young and when I was an older mom. And I can say what I've learned is what is translated into these podcasts. Extremes don't work and breed children who either become more extreme or the other end of the spectrum. They're going to do the opposite of what, you know, they had or received as kids. And really look at your, you know, your example to your children as well and see how, you know, that works for you. Look at what is missing, perhaps, you know, from, you know, maybe something that you've seen that you don't like in the kids, and work towards that. Having the experience of parenting for 37 years has shown me that homeschooling is a blessing, because having my children with me 24/7 allows me to see something that is going horribly wrong, you know, when a child is extremely unthankful. And it also keeps me having topics for these podcasts. Gift giving is something we treasure as a family without losing the sight of the occasion, you know, and whether it's Christmas or any other holiday, we make sure that that is the focus. In our family, we make a production of gift giving. However, we wait until everyone is seated. We allow the child to open one gift at a time and rise immediately to thank the person who gifted it, either with a hug or a sincere thank you. I'm also going to share with you some practical ways to deal with, you know, issues that happen along the way. We also thank God, the ultimate giver of all gifts, whether they are ones in our character or our abilities, and also for those who provide for us. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we turn back or come back, I'm going to show you how to make this practical by giving you ways to instill thankfulness through prayer and repetition of practice with your children from toddlers to teens. We'll be right back. Well, hey everyone, I want to thank Sony Animation along with the firm's film for bringing the Christmas story to life through the eyes of the animal in the movie The Star. The movie is coming out on November 17th. You can catch that at your local theater. Be sure to watch the trailer on our website at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, episode 230. You will see links to the trailer so you can preview it and see if this movie is something you want your family to watch. We want to thank Sony Pictures as well as Affirm Films for being our sponsors, for allowing you, the listener, to benefit from free programming on this network. Thanks so much. Well, hi everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz, and today we're talking about teaching kids to be thankful every day. This is episode 230, and you can see the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Look for episode 230. Modeling thankfulness is wonderful, especially when we look at some Bible lessons. And I've got some scriptures for you on the website, but I want to mention the one of Jesus cleansing the 10 lepers. And this is very, very important. And I'm going to read you the scripture. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And they went and were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God in a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." And that's Luke 17:12-19. Only one said thanks. This is a lesson that will make an impression on your children, no matter what the age. All were healed, but only one was truly healed on the outside as well as the inside. And an important lesson here is that this one did not go unnoticed. God deserves to hear our thanksgiving through praise and prayer. And so we daily praise God. And again, I have other scripture verses that are on the website that also will be great examples for your children on this very important point. Routines are important for children. So is real life applications. And I'm going to go through this list fairly quickly. Again, you can find them on the show notes at Vintage Homeschool Moms podcast 230. Routines are important. So number one, praying before every meal, thanking God for the food as well as those who prepared it and those who earned the money to buy it, right? Number two, morning prayers, praising God before the day happens, thanking Him for the day, the beautiful sky, the weather, the rain, whatever. We want to teach our children to praise and thank God in all things. Number three, dinner praises. What are you most thankful for that day? You know, you can go around the room and it's a great conversation starter. Number four, evening prayers, just praising God and thanking Him for the day. Number five, keep a praise journal. I divided my prayer journal years ago into praises first, then prayer requests, and I started on the last page and started moving backwards. And I was so happy to see that the praise section was bigger than the prayer request section. So we want to give God thanks every day, and just keeping a praise journal will help your children as well. Number six is kind of a practical application. Don't give your kids too many choices. You know, sometimes choices encourage our kids to be happy no matter what they get. And really try it. A lot of times, you know, we'll say, well, I'm going to give them two choices. Do you want red or green? And they're going to want neither one. By giving our kids, you know, too many choices, it really doesn't work well. So if you've been doing this, you would have to start, you know, fresh and just tell your kids, hey, we're going to try something different today. I'm going to put, you know, a cup at your plate, or I'm going to make the selection of the movie or whatever that is. And we're just going to go with it. A lot of times I would let my children, the two oldest ones, decide on a movie together, and they could never agree. So I thought that that would help, because you would give each one of them a turn and then the other one wouldn't be happy. But making them both agree on a movie, if they couldn't agree, guess what? We didn't watch a movie that evening. So it really encouraged them, you know, to give and take. Teach your children to be thankful each day by giving. I've got a link for a previous podcast on the network on teaching kids to give, not just on Thanksgiving and Christmas, but all year long. So that link will be in the show notes. And attitude is a choice. It really is the way we look at life. You know, my husband told me that he went through his life not super happy as a teen until he got to college. And when he went away to college, he decided that he was not going to be miserable anymore. It was a choice, and he was choosing to be happy. And I didn't know him very well in college. We went to the same college. I knew of him. You know, we went to a pretty small college, so we pretty much knew everyone. But one thing I will say about my memories of my husband, who wasn't my husband then, of Jeff, was that he was always smiling. So later on, when I learned that he had made that decision to be happy, I was really surprised, because if I had to characterize him, a person I didn't really know, with an attribute, I would say he's always smiling and he always looks happy. So I really praise God that he made that decision, because he really is, for the most part, a very happy person. So what do you do now when children are not thankful after repeated reminders? Well, let's go through some of these things, and I'm going to share with you some other things that I find attribute to that. So the first thing is, if they forget, have them write a thank you note. Or if they're really little, you can write the words thank you on a piece of paper and they have to trace it. You know, doing that is a good reminder, and just, you know, kind of don't let that go. Another is, be an example to your child. Remember, kids are sponges and they will copy you. If you're being thankful, then they're going to see your, example, and they are going to, share or actually copy that. So what happens if they don't do that? Then you have them, make that an example. There was someone I read online, a blog post, I believe, that someone said that she always asked her kids to be thankful to a server at a restaurant. And she said they only had to be reminded once after, because if they didn't do it, they would have to go find that server and thank them. So the parent, of course, accompanied their child, but once they did it, they never had to be reminded again, which reminds me of another story of my son, who always left his towel on the floor. And I would go hang it up each evening, after bath, and I would go into his room and say, I hung up your towel again. And he would say, oh, thank you, Mom, I'm sorry. Well, this went on repeatedly until I made him get out of bed and go hang up his towel. And yes, it only took that one time. So knowing that you're going to follow through with whatever that appropriate punishment is really helps. Another thing that helps children to be thankful when they're not is setting boundaries. If you see your child is becoming ungrateful, first pray for a root cause, and sometimes you can find that through prayer, and then set boundaries. So you would keep gifts at a minimum, add no choices there until the attitude becomes better, and again, the crime that fits the offense and is age appropriate. If you're going to say something to, a 2 or 3 year old, like, well, you're not going to get to watch TV even later that day, or whatever, you're not going to get to have your tablet, or whatever that is. If it's not an immediate thing for a little kid and even a teen, it's difficult. Now, I have shared with you that when I've been upset with my kids, if you're a longtime listener, you know this story. I would pray to the Lord, just like I would pray for a root cause. If my child's not being thankful, I would pray and say, Lord, can you please show me why they're not being thankful or why they're being ungrateful, and kind of get to that root cause. Or I would pray for, the Lord to give me an idea of what to use as a punishment. And the Lord has always been faithful. And if I tell my children, I'm going to pray to the Lord and I'll get back with you on a punishment, they now know that's not a good thing, because it's typically something I would never have thought of on my own without prayer. And praise God, the Lord is faithful in helping us as parents. We're not doing this alone. God's with us. Another one is to challenge your children to purchase gifts for others. I did this with my children and recently with my grandchildren. I took the older ones shopping for the one-year-old, and it was really eye-opening, because some of them consistently, especially the 6 and younger group, consistently selected things for themselves, and I had to remind them, who are we shopping for, and who are we buying a gift for? And so it was very, very interesting to do that. It reminded me of doing it with their parents, when they were with their mom anyway, when she was younger. And I would take her to buy something for her brother, and she would show me gifts for herself. So having children, help you purchase for others, or giving them money to purchase for someone else, does teach them responsibility, having them, when I say give them money, having them earn the money with some chores around the house. And also giving the kids responsibilities. I think it's easier in larger families, but you can always volunteer to babysit a friend's child or a neighbor's child, and having a toddler in the house, if you have a teenager, or volunteering in the church nursery with a teen, will teach the child the importance of thankfulness very, very quickly, and it really works. Also, giving gifts to things like the museum or nature center or one of our past sponsors, you know, Radish Kids, their cooking club, is a great, you know, a great thing to give. So having things that are geared for, you know, being thankful is very good. I know one year I bought my daughter's family, you know, tickets to a theme park, and they were so thankful all year long because every time they went, they were so excited. And I kept reminding them too, a couple of times we went with them, and I said, isn't this so great? We have the gift that keeps on giving. And that's what my daughter wants again for this year, because as she puts it, you know, even though, they have, you know, a small house and many kids and they don't have a lot of junk in that house, there just is not room for a bunch of stuff. So, you know, Christmas, gift giving is more, that type of thing. And also, you know, when you're praying about root cause, this came to mind once, was keeping television at a minimum. One day I will do a podcast on my rant of TV, because I don't watch TV very much, or TV shows. There are sports shows on television quite a bit, depending on if it's baseball season or not. Some other movies that we watch, mostly that are pre-recorded so we can fast forward through commercials. But I noticed that watching too many commercials specifically geared to kids will give the kids an I want mentality. And same with infomercials for adults, if you have a weakness for that. Praising God is a weapon against the evil one. Gratitude can become a habit. It is an attitude of life. We can just look to David in the Psalms as he goes through hardships and triumphs, and he continues to praise God, and also, of course, Job. Thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate you tuning in, and I hope this podcast has been helpful for you. Please share it with a friend. They are completely free, all of the podcasts on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. And why are they free? It's thanks to people like Sony Pictures and Affirm Films, who are sponsors and allow you, the listener, to enjoy the benefits of free programming. So we want to thank Sony Pictures and Affirm Films again for the movie, the Star movie, and also for being our network sponsors. Thanks so much. God bless, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and thevintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.